This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. We've been hearing quite a bit about herd immunity when it comes to COVID-19, but here in Hawaii, we may have a long way to go to get there. HPR's Ashley Mizuo tells us more about an antibody test that we only just started using this month. Ashley.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So yeah, tell us about this antibody test.
Right. So antibody tests are different than the normal swab tests that we've been talking about for the past couple of months. Basically, antibody tests, the more reliable ones are through IV blood draw, and they tell you whether or not your body has created antibodies after you've been infected. So it tells you not necessarily that you're infected right now, but that you were infected in the past or right now. And then usually if you test positive for antibodies, they will also do the swab test on you to make sure that you're not currently ill. There are varying levels of reliability on the test, but the ones that are considered most reliable do have emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration.
And so these tests have been administered by, was it Hawaii Pacific Health?
Right. So there's a couple of people going around and using them. The first people who did use them was Premier Medical Group, which is led by Dr. Scott Miskovich, which most people might recognize his name because he's been very vocal about doing robust testing on the Big Island. They were the first ones who really got it going, and they officially started on May 6th. The Department of Health has had some mixed opinions on it. They pretty much use this one blanket statement, which is that antibody testing is still under investigation. So the results of antibody testing shouldn't be used for return to work decisions or decisions about using personal protective equipment or about social distancing. And one of the family care physicians with Premier Medical Group that I talked to about it said that these blanket statements from the department, they don't differentiate between reliable tests and unreliable ones and kind of undermine what Premier Medical is trying to do, which is to get more information about those who've been infected with COVID-19. At Premier Medical, they use one of the more reliable tests, which has the EUA, the emergency use authorization. And so for those who test positive for the antibodies, Premier Medical Group will also run a swab test to make sure they're currently not ill or they're currently ill. And then the clinical labs run those tests and then report the antibody test results to the Department of Health electronically, but only those who take the regular COVID-19 swab test and turn out positive get included in the daily count. So if you had antibodies but aren't currently ill, your swab test comes back negative, that doesn't get included in the daily count. But then last week, Lieutenant Governor Josh Green really highlighted Hawaii Pacific Health antibody testing on its healthcare employees, which is about 7,000 employees, and out of the 7,000, 4,000 volunteered to be tested.
So what do those results tell us?
Yeah, so about 3,300 have been processed, and only 0.05% came back positive for antibodies. And the thought there that Hawaii Pacific Health had was that because they're in the healthcare sector, their people are at really high risk of contracting COVID-19 because they're around it so much. And they're also just general members of the community. So whatever exposure they had would be reflective of the community at large or even higher because they have more chances to be infected or exposed to someone with COVID-19. So I spoke with Dr. Melinda Ashton, who's one of the executive vice presidents at Hawaii Pacific Health, about her thoughts on the antibody results. And here's what she had to say.
I've never been in that camp that thought there was a lot more virus out there that we just weren't finding. And the antibody results being this low tells us that that's probably true because all of our employees are also members of our community. And so I think we've got a good snapshot of what this community has experienced, which is a very low level of circulating virus.
Right. And I think that's being reflected in the numbers, right? We've had zero cases a couple of times just in the recent weeks.
Right. And for her, this was obviously good news and also a little disappointing because obviously Dr. Ashton was really happy that her employees in her hospitals aren't being infected. As you know, there is a very critical shortage of healthcare workers and there's only a limited supply of them. So it's important that they're not, contracting COVID-19 and being unable to work. But what it these low levels of antibodies does mean that people are still very, very vulnerable to contracting the virus because there's no herd immunity. Which is basically when a bunch of people get infected, right? And when you get infected, theoretically, the antibodies are supposed to protect you from getting infected again. Although with COVID-19, it's not completely certain whether or not those antibodies will protect you and for how long. But there is a general acceptance that probably if you had COVID-19 and had those antibodies, that you probably wouldn't get it again, or there's a much lower chance of you getting it again. But I was curious about what these low percentage numbers at Hawaii Pacific Health meant, so I asked Tim Brown, who is an infectious disease expert at East West Center, and here's what he says is one of the issues with using the antibody test in Hawaii.
The level of exposure in the population is still comparatively low, which means what you pointed out with Hawaii Public Health, they found a very low positive rate. In some ways, that's good news, but it's bad news if you're hoping that the immunity was going to kick in and protect your people.
And, you know, Brown says that herd immunity alone as a solution to COVID-19 is just not really realistic because of how just big the United States is and the death toll would be really high or probably unacceptably high. For example, New York, which is one of the hardest hit places right now, is only, people are only about 20% of them are testing positive for antibodies, and that's nowhere near the 70% that's needed for herd immunity. And again, we still don't actually really know how long and if antibodies actually do protect people from COVID-19. Tim Brown says that it's probably more likely that we'll be waiting for a vaccine instead. And in the meantime, probably just getting better at treating the disease as opposed to relying on herd immunity.
Right. So in other words, we need to really keep our distance, even though a lot of these restrictions are being relaxed.
Right. And like, even though the numbers are really low in Hawaii, Tim Brown says that really we shouldn't be letting our guard down. In some cases where the disease is less infectious, it's enough to just have a very, very low population of people infected. So if you could get that number down very low for some less infectious diseases, that would be okay. But for COVID-19, it's just so contagious and easily transmissible that if, you know, just one person coughs, it can infect a bunch of different people.
Right. So we really just have to be on guard.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, Ashley, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
HPR's Ashley Mizuo is giving us the latest about antibody testing here in Hawaii.